right. Yep, yep. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. So, you know, so with my 8-band radio on VHF, it would go from 44 to... It would go to 44 to 174. It go 44 to 174. So up there, up there by one, 174. So up there by 147, something like that. The ham band was there, you know. And I'm like, and I turned at the end of the knob. And I'm hearing all this Morse code, and I can hear people talking, and in Toronto and places far away. I said, what the heck is this? And they didn't sound like police. They didn't, you know. I said, pretty soon I listened, and then I heard them talking about there was a swap coming in Hazel Park. And so I had me and my friends, we wanted to go to see what it was all about. I took my 5-watt walkie-talkie up there, one of them big walkie-talkies. And I went to the swap, and some guy come up there and says, hey, what do you got there? I got my 5-watt walkie-talkie. And he had a 6-meter backpack radio. And he told me, well, you know, I'll talk to you with 1 watt. What the heck are you talking about? I got a 5-watt walkie-talkie. What is he talking about? Well, as time went on, I understood that 6-meter travel farther than most times in the CB did. It depends, though. But anyway, I was in there and I listened to all the other guys, and at that time, they didn't have those, what they call synthesized radios where you can tune like we got today. You had to put the crystals in those, and a lot of them had Motorola handheld radios, like the police. I said, wow, that's pretty cool, and stuff like that. So. It got me and my friend interested, let me by the time.